Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator Genevieve Hinch, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. Drivers should expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria and Alfred Street, Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street between Cowdy and Montreal Street as pedestrian signal work continues. Expect slower traffic on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, as well as east of Sand Bay Lane where Utilities Kingston continues sewer and water main construction, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Delays are also possible on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, as well as between John Counter Boulevard and Ascot Lane. Further west, paving work continues on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Drivers should also expect intermediate lane closures on John Counter Boulevard between Portsmouth Avenue and Division Street to accommodate maintenance lid adjustments. Several road closures remain in effect. Princess Street is closed between Frontenac and Division Street, while John Street remains closed between Montreal and Bagot Street through July. Norman Rogers Drive remains closed between Van Order Drive and Union Street. Short-term closures are in effect on Sydenham Street just north of Princess Street and on Wright Crescent near Palace Road. Roadwork continues in the University District with daily closures until 7 p.m. on University Avenue just between Johnson and William Street, Johnson Street between University Ave and Sydenham Street, and Barry Street between Brock and Clergy Street West for asphalt resurfacing. Finally, Ontario Street between Brock and Clarence Street is closed today for the Buskers Rendezvous taking place downtown. Turning to the weather, the afternoon will remain a mix of sun and clouds. Winds are coming from the north at 11 kilometers per hour, and there is a 20% chance of showers through the afternoon. Temperatures will reach a high of 26 degrees this afternoon before cooling to around 24 degrees later this evening. This has been your afternoon news brief, and be sure to tune in for more CFRC programming coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and you're listening to This Just In with me, Sri Bandy. I thought we were having a lovely sunny day today, but apparently it was a trick, because this heat wave is outrageous. Between this and the tornado, I'd really love to hear the arguments from climate deniers after you put them in a room with no AC for like 20 minutes. I hope everyone is making sure they're wearing sunscreen, staying hydrated, and keeping cool today. I got my first aid and CPR certification just about 2 weeks ago, and heat exhaustion is no joke. Speaking of heat, I'm bringing some music picks for you today right out of the CFRC mailbox. Today's curation is kind of an everything in the kitchen sink type of day, since a lot of my favorite Canadian artists actually put out some brand new music for us in the past few weeks, as well as some more underground and niche artists that really deserve more ears on their discography. Well, on to our first artist, who as a Torontonian is a very near and dear to my heart artist. Well, we have a brand new release from Pup. Now, does Pup really need an introduction? After all, they played in some lucky person's backyard back in April of 2014, right here in Kingston. And if you have video footage of that show, email me. Also, according to the Reddit post I unearthed that ancient history from, I have to shout out, apparently, the Old Albert Street crew. I feel like we all know Pup. I got into them in high school, amidst an embarrassing situationship that our poor mutual AP English teacher had to bear witness to. He was a huge Pup fan, and he got us really into it. I ended up really loving Morbid Stuff. He also does play in a little dad rock band of his own, and brought his guitars into class pretty often. So shout out Mr. Patoko. The Toronto-based punk rock stars have dropped a new single, If This Is It, alongside an amazing animated music video for Concrete, which took an entire year and 13 designers and animators to create. If This Is It is an angsty anthem from the offsides of Who Will Look After the Dogs, which was the album that Concrete is off of. Well, If This Is It uses Stephen Babcock's strong vocal hooks, shredding guitar riffs, and drums that just make you really want to tell your mom it was never just a phase, to just keep you listening and reeled in. This heat wave has me wondering if this will be it for me. Well, you'll have to find out after we have a listen to If This Is It from Pup. You're still listening to CFRC 101.9, and it's Ree back at it again. You just heard If This Is It from Pup. I'm going to keep this rock energy going for a bit more of this afternoon with some Canadian artists from coast to coast. Coming up, I have a single that just dropped last Friday, Candy Eyes by Wetherell. Wetherell is a solo project from Sean Hackle of Fadeaways, a veteran Toronto indie rock act. Musically, the single Candy Eyes is a wonderful mix of shoegaze, grunge, modern post-punk, and alternative rock. Thematically, it's a much heavier tone written in the wake of losing a close friend and deals with drug addiction, isolation, and suicide. Overall, it's simply Wetherell. Crunchy guitars, swirling melodies, top-notch songwriting, and a sense of musical otherworldliness that only a great shoegaze trip can be the culprit of. After the sudden passing of his fadeaway bandmate in 2022, Sean sought to channel grief into his healing, shifting his focus into one goal: make the best album he possibly could, channeling his energy into catharsis and honoring his late friend. Inspired by a love of 90s electronica and dance music coupled with his indie rock roots, Sean began setting the foundations for the project in early 2023, compiling demos, writing new music, and reworking old songs. Another Toronto heavy music mainstay has dropped new music for the first time in 3 years. I'm talking about the technical deathcore quintet Brand of Sacrifice. I know every other gym bro who has even glanced at a page of manga or an episode of the anime Berserk has the titular Brand of Sacrifice symbol tattooed somewhere on them. But Brand of Sacrifice got on that trend before it was cool. They return with two new songs with their single, This Place Wasn't Meant for Us. The songs do not disappoint, bringing back their crushing blast beats, brutal uncleans from vocalist Kyle Anderson, and fresh techie riffs that elevate the brand of metal, elevate their brand of metal for even the snobbiest metal elitist. Good luck to Sheet Happens for transcribing those tabs. We'll be hearing Seeing Red off the single today. But before that, I have to make good on my promise of taking you from coast to coast. I plan to do that with new releases from Sick Puppy and Gumskimon today. Your girlfriend's favorite band, God, I wish I had one, Sick Puppy, began in Newfoundland, mid-pandemic as three friends playing hardcore. They released their debut tape, Haunt the Hill, in 2022, and spent the following year touring Canada in support of some pretty big names. They're following that incredible run-up with a new full-length album, Nobody Gets Hurt, due out July 24th. And they're giving us a taste of their new sound with some lead singles. We'll be hearing Eight Domes today, which also just dropped, like, about 2 weeks ago. This single from Sick Puppy's new album sees the band expand on their hardcore punk roots and step into a new sound. The heavy guitars, bass, and drums are still there, but now they lay a foundation for expansive melodies and arrangements. Singer Isabel McKenna takes a more personal and confessional tone, akin to that of Elliott Smith or early Mitski, while layers of guitar build a lush wall of harmonic distortion that plays homage to bands like Smashing Pumpkins, Sonic Youth, or My Bloody Valentine. Now we finish off at the west coast with British Columbia's Gumskimon, meaning waterspout in Tsmelgyex. It's a unique rock and roll project deeply rooted in the cultural and natural heritage of the Tsmian people, created by Will Ux, Batska Galaw, Jeremy Paul, of Gyatga First Nation. The band sings entirely in Tsmelgyex. Gumskimon honors and revitalizes the language, bringing its beauty to audiences through an electrifying musical experience. Gumskimon's debut full-length album, Gien in the Nox, Feeding the Supernatural, is a loud, unrelenting statement rooted deeply in Tsmian worldview, language, and cultural memory. Sung entirely in Tsmelgyex, the record moves between sonic and spiritual realms, fusing pre-colonial Tsmian musical traditions with blown-out guitar riffs, heavy punishing rhythms, and the raw urgency of early punk and doom metal. You'll be hearing Kia Pyin off the album shortly. Well, that's enough for me. Sorry I can't help you beat the heat with all this fire music, but at least your ears will be happy as we get into these fresh tracks. We'll be right back.
tank on the camcorder, breakfast at the arcade. I feel like I'm always failing. Thank you.
You're still listening to CFRC 101.9's This Just In with Sri Bandy. You just heard The Road to Bacchus from the Andrew Collins Trio, Unbroken Wings from Lily Milne the Gun, and Carry Me Out to Sea from June Hawthorne. Now we return to hear a few more picks from me, one local, and two more from international origins. Before we get into a party in the USA, we have a release from homegrown local talent with Chris and Dee, an independent pop folk duo for fans of the Milk Carton Kids, First Aid Kit, and Alison Moyet. They dropped their new single, One Mind, an upbeat driving track that pairs the lush dual vocal harmonies, honest vocal delivery, and 80s synth undertones. Written and recorded in Kingston, Ontario by Chris and Dee, the track combines analog and electronic textures, introspective lyrics, and an energetic rhythm with which lifts the spirits. Chris and Dee describe One Mind as a song that explores the truth of a unified human consciousness. This is our simple and joyful response to the current global narrative of deepening conflict and greed. Next up, a new single from New York native Riot Girls' Mannequin Pussy, and their not-girl-at-all bassist, Bear. Where's My Deenie is Spotify's high-energy punk rendition of the 2013 indie rock song by the band Ovlov. Now, I've seen Mannequin Pussy once before at the concert hall in Toronto, and Soul Glow opened, and it was the most magical time. I managed to get, like, every single bit of Mannequin Pussy's discography signed right after, and they were so sweet. Missy's style is unmatched. I still think of her, like, I think it was Marie-Té François Diabo skirt. And, yeah, it was just, you just got to hear it, because Missy's voice just carries so many different emotions. It just makes you feel things that you never would have felt otherwise. Last but certainly not the least, because they're one of my favorite bands of 2026, is American third wave Swancore quartet Mella. Just starting to release music in 2024, they managed to sign onto Equal Vision Records within a year, and have dropped another fantastic new song with Get Me Out of My Head, Man. I originally thought I was hearing Anthony Green or Circus Revive or Donovan Malero, Pale to Sun, when I first heard the song from Mella pop up in my recommendations. Initially borrowing from Hail to Sun's seminal album, Wake, Mella have really come into their own with this new single. Angsty, emo, whining vocals, over to way too technical guitar riffs, form a more mature, poignant, and contemporary reflection on confronting the dichotomy of living in today's climate while still trying to enjoy life and love.
Thank you.
full of clouds, sky above me, I'm too close to the ground. It's all that I see, black pinhole poking through the leaves, and I don't know what it all means. Daddy's getting mad, he's losing all his shit. He howls as I leave, there's tobacco in his spit. Should fly away. All I wanna do is sit. I fly away just to go back home. Follow the warm wind as it blows. Just some game, but he thinks it's new, pushing all the blame, but my mama taught me right, it's all just the same.
See you. called our most tragic fate. We're in the dark forests of kelp. Will it disintegrate? You must take me through this delta's pearly gates. You must take me to the deep blue, white and great. I close my eyes, cause darling, I'm mourning. I close my eyes, cause I'll be here for a while. I close my eyes, cause darling, I'm mourning. I close my eyes to see your angel smile. Hear me out to see I never said goodbye. Just take a look out your bedroom window. I greet you with a magnolia morning sky.
I didn't just scare you off with that rotation of heavy music. You're back to me, Sri, listening to This Just In. You just heard Candy Eyes by Weatherell, Seeing Red by Brand of Sacrifice, and your girlfriend's favorite band, Sick Puppy with Eight Domes and Kya Pain by Gumskimoon. Alright, I get it, y'all need a break from all of this rock and metal, so let's get into some lighter picks with the more jazzy and folksy run of new music for some easier listening. First up, a rare instrumental group, with 5 Juno nominees and 7 Canadian Folk Music Awards, Andrew Collins, and the much-anticipated release of his trusty trio's new album, Retro. Again, what is it with all of these folk music awards? Showcasing a dizzying number of styles and instruments on stage, Collins and company appear to live by the old adage, idle hands or the devil's workshop, likely keeping them just ahead of his grasp. Bending and blending genres, these musical shapeshifters unearth a treasure trove of Andrew's signature tracks over the years with fresh arrangements and spirited trio interplay. From blazing bluegrass to jazzy waltzes and classical reinterpretations, Retro shows that great music evolves through honoring its roots. We'll be listening to The Road to Bacchus off Retro today. Reminiscent of Yo-Yo Ma, if you like what you hear today, you can catch them at Leopard Frog Farm on Saturday, July 25th, 2:30 p.m., booking through www.leopardfrogfarm.com/events. Next up, emerging Canadian singer-songwriter Lily Meldegun with her compelling new single, Unbroken Wings. The track, recorded this past fall, captures the raw folk root storytelling that has quickly made Lily a name to watch in the East Coast music scene. A multi-instrumentalist who's been honing her craft on the guitar since the age of 7, Lily brings a blend of traditional influence and contemporary songwriting to this debut release. Unbroken Wings is a contemporary indie folk track that beautifully balances bittersweet nostalgia with a timeless acoustic warmth. Driven by gentle Travis-picked acoustic guitar, the song built organically with simple upright bass lines, rhythmic mandolin, and a soaring fiddle that mirrors Lily's emotive vocals. It's a deeply resonant piece crafted for lovers of modern Americana and effective storytelling. Another contemporary indie folk force is Vancouver native and Toronto-based artist June Hawthorne, who I talked about in the very first segment I did for This Just In. Hawthorne returns with Carry Me Out to Sea, a concept album with resounding and deeply personal reflections on life that are fundamentally relatable at their core. In Carry Me Out to Sea, June Hawthorne is the protagonist, and each song tells stories from different parts of their journey. From losing everything, their sense of self and dignity, their spouse, their home, their will to live, to their grief leading them to sacrifice themselves to the river, to eventually being carried out to the ocean where they transform into a sea serpent and live fully in their power. We'll be hearing the title track off the album shortly. that's all, folks. I hope you enjoyed that interesting curation. You're still listening to This Just In at CFRC 101.9. This Just In. That was all from me, Sri, for today, and you'll catch me again next Friday with another interesting curation. I hope that someone's gonna go to the concert over at Leopard Frog Farms, but otherwise, I'll catch you again next Friday.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The Dark Maths, the second EP from Kingston-based band Gifts of Guilt, an indie rock supergroup featuring members of several local bands. The release draws inspiration from the distinctive sounds of bands such as Pavement, Slint, and The Breeders. Be sure to follow at Gifts of Guilt on Instagram to stay up with the latest band news. Are you a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on CFRC's channels? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Dark Maths on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gifts, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.